Yo, what's goody? What's going on? This is your girl, Sunny Days. We are back with another episode of Words with Sunny. We about to get live. I got a special guest who goes by the name of Daryl Goldberg. He's a resident DJ at Club 18 Kochi in Kerala, India, and we about to turn up. How you doing, Daryl?
Yes, Sunny. I'm doing well. How's Ohio?
It's good. It's really cold here. I'm not sure what the weather is like in India right now, but we are facing winter, so it's looking a little bleak.
Yeah, same here. It's winter here as well. But again, this is India, so it changes from time to time.
Can you start by telling me, like where you're from and where you grew up?
It's in southern India, so basically it's like a small town.
It looks really fun there. Like, you guys have a pretty awesome club scene from what I've seen, like on your photos. Really impressive. I didn't really think that India kind of had a club scene, so I'm learning something new. Why did you become a DJ? Can you tell me how you started?
I grew up listening to mostly retro country music. Yeah, because I love music so much. But then I realized I can't sing. You know, I don't have a good voice for singing. So I joined the school choir. And I started singing in the choir, and then again I realized it's not gonna work out. But
aww.
I love music so much. I used to listen to Daft Punk, Tiësto, on TV. So I just fell in love with the beats and, you know, house music. House music was like at the peak, you know, like Avicii and many great artists were on the rise. So I just fell in love with it. That's when I, you know, got inspired to be a DJ.
Nice.
I wanted to like do my own shows and entertain people. Like, it's just fun. It just makes me happy.
Yeah, from what I've heard, I really like your mixes. I think my favorite one is Unshakable, but I haven't listened to your whole catalog, but you are really good, so big ups for that.
Thank you.
No problem. How do you stay like up to date with like the latest music trends? Where do you get like your music from?
At the moment, now I stream on Spotify, like, I get all the new music, I see what's trending now, and also on Instagram, you know, you scroll through the reels, you see what's trending. Most of the new songs, which are more famous, are the ones that comes from reels and TikTok, you know, those are the ones who stand out. I mean, the ones who are more prominent, you know.
Right.
They're, because they're seeing it on Instagram more often, so I try to play those tracks in between my sets so that people can, you know, recognize, oh, that's from TikTok, that's from that meme. Try to do stuff like that.
Nice. So what's the best part of being a DJ for you so far?
Oh, it's all about music and getting the people on the floor, getting them dance to your music.
So it's like kind of like a you got like an emotional connection to music and everything.
Music should feel me and some takes you on a journey. She can feel sad, lonely, sometimes makes you fall in love. No, it's like a journey.
Yeah, I agree. So let's see, what has been the most memorable night of your career? Like, what was the most like exciting moment that, or like the best time you've had?
Oh, best time, I would say, I think it was playing in this club. I was a resident DJ in Club 18. It's like one of the top clubs in our city. So I had the best time working there as a resident DJ for 3 years. So I had a lot of crazy moments, a lot of not not so great moment. So it wasn't just me.
How did your career like affect your personal life and your like your love life? Do you feel like it's beneficial, or has it like strained your relationships?
Well, in terms of relationships, it has helped me a lot, you know. And I've been able to, you know, go on dates with the I meet people on at the club, you know, and we get along and then we go on dates. That has worked out well for me. It's fine with that, but personal life, I would say, my parents are not very supportive, because, you know, in India, your Indian parents just want you know, go to college, get a degree, you know, get a job, work in a bank. That's what they want for the children. That's what my parents wanted for you.
I have a lot of Indian friends that live here, too, and their parents are kind of like the same, which I understand. I really do. Like, my mom is, well, she's Jewish. So it's kind of similar upbringing and kind of strict, you know. But I think it's good that you're doing, you know, what you actually love to do and you're taking a chance instead of going by, like, outdated rules. And, you know, like, I really get that. So that's really great that you're doing that. What's your favorite mix that you've done so far?
Yeah, my favorite mix would be, I released two songs recently, last month. One of them was a techno track, like minimal techno, kind of high-tech minimal. So I really enjoyed working on that. And working in a club on Saturdays, we have techno nights. So I just wanted to play something on my own that is of the techno genre. And it really inspired me to make something on my own, so. This track is called Once Answers, and I really enjoyed working on that. So it was one of my favorites from now.
Yeah, from what I've seen on your socials, you seem to get the crowd pretty hype, and it seems like you know what you're doing. You know how to get people in a good mood. Have you ever collabed with another DJ or, like, you know, co-produced with someone?
Yes, I have, actually. I started out co-producing. Like, I had a band called Culture, like, and one of my friend Basden, his name is Basden, he's also a producer and a DJ. So we in our early stages we started out as a duo group called Culture. So we had released a few songs, and yeah, that's how we started out. And then we transitioned into, like, he took off and he went on to learn music in Germany. So I was back here, and then we had to focus on our personal life as well, so it didn't work out well. I had to go on my own.
Most people haven't, like, I guess people kind of do start out in a band when you're trying to be a musician, or a lot of producers or DJs will kind of try to see if they can, like, be, like, a vocal talent or actual, like, play an instrument. And then, like, a lot realize that it's not really for them for whatever reason. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you get to learn a lot, you know, during this time. You're collaborating with somebody. It's your ideas and their ideas combined. You learn a lot, and it helps you a lot in your career.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet. I mean, along the networking alone, and just like all the techniques that you learn, can't really put a price on that. Has your career allowed you to travel? And if so, where have you gone?
Oh yes, I've actually been to Doha in Qatar, so in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in a pub there as a resident DJ before COVID, and then COVID happened, so I'm back here. So apart from that, I've traveled across India, like in the northern India, and many party places in India. You know, I've done shows around India. Yeah.
Yeah, so is, like, the pay, is it something that you can live off of, or are you just doing it more for, like, the love of it, or how does the pay work? Are you comfortable with everything?
Well, in the beginning, in the early stages of my career, it was for the love, but now you're at the point where, you know, you need to manage your pay as well, you know, that's important as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I started out playing like free shows, you know, in the beginning. I do my friends' birthday shows, some weddings. Started out like that, and then slowly transitioned into, you know, charging one by one, and then it all took off well from there.
Nice. I did see that you had done a wedding, and I was like, oh, I wonder how that's different from, like, doing, like, the club, or, you know, I know the atmosphere is obviously different, but are you, like, a little bit more nervous or, like, careful with what you do, and, you know?
Yeah, weddings are actually very, totally different from club scene, because you need to make sure that you cue the music on time, you know, the entrance, the bridegroom, the page boy, and everybody has their own entrance song, and, you know, to make sure everything goes on time, and you have to coordinate with the MC. So for our weddings, we have a separate MC who MCs the wedding, so we have to coordinate with them how things work out, and we for the cake cutting, there's a different song to be played, so it's kind of I get a little nervous, but then when I get used to it, it's fine.
Nice. So what don't you like about DJing, if anything?
Well, our industry, you know, at the moment right now, there are like a lot of female DJs that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are just, you know, it's very easy for them to just post pictures of, they look very attractive, the ones who look very attractive, you know.
Yeah.
They're the ones get bookings every day. Like, they post pictures of them. All they do is post pictures of them in bikinis and, you know, going around, traveling, and that's it.
You know,
and
what?
They're getting bookings on the top clubs.
I've heard that before from a couple DJs. That's actually really bad, because a lot of the newer DJs aren't that great. Like, a lot of the... I'm not going to be, like, a sexist or anything, but I just noticed a lot of the newer, I'm not saying all, but from what I've seen, it's just very simple mixing. It's not anything that I would really, like, pay for, or, you know, like, I don't know. It's just...
And it's not even mixing. They just play a mixtape. They just play a 1 hour set mixtape.
Yeah, you're
not...
I agree with you 100%.
They get booked for big venues and, you know, get 5-star rooms and all these treatments.
Oh, wow.
Like, I have no problem with that. It's fine. It's just that, you know, when you know how much you struggle to come this far, and seeing this happen is like a slap in the face, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, that would definitely piss me off too. Yeah, so, I mean, I could see how that's unfair in the industry, but a lot of the time, you know, the people booking these DJs are just, you know, men, so you know how that works.
Yeah, they just want to pull in the crowd, you know, like, that's it.
Yeah, but you seem to be doing a great job, so. So do you have any, like, upcoming events that you're doing?
Yeah, at the moment, I have a lot of weddings, like private shows, more weddings, birthday shows, Christmas shows, New Year's Eve.
Have you ever thought about doing, like, I don't know if you have, like, friends that are videographers, but just, like, some kind of, I guess, documentary or video of you, like, traveling and or DJing? Do you have anything like that in store?
Yeah, actually, I do. I do have a friend. He's been, you know, wanting to take a video, a documentary video of me playing somewhere. But then I'm just waiting for a chance so that I can go outside of my state, you know, like, Kerala, the state where I live is not famous for its nightlife. We don't have a nightlife here. So the most of the party places in India are up in the north. So I'm thinking,
okay,
like, next time when I'm having a show there, you know, I can go around with my friends, shoot some documentaries. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited. This is actually one of my favorite interviews that I've done, just because of, like, what you're doing, and I know how, like, the Indian culture is and how strict they can be. So I think that's, like, so awesome that you, like, have the balls to do that.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
But no.
So, do you have any like advice for like a young kid that might listen to this and they want to be a DJ? Do you have any kind of words to guide them?
Well, it's all about music. Do it for the love of music. If you want to make it, just follow your heart. Just keep listening to more music, keep downloading your tracks, keep learning what are different genres and about, the structure of the tracks. And that's how you get the basic idea of DJing. And then you reach out to your friends, do free shows. Start out by doing small free shows. Try to network with people, go to events, go to clubs, try to network with promoters, meet people, go every weekend, and that's how I started out in the beginning. So it worked out okay until COVID. So that would be my advice.
Nice. So, do you have anyone that you want to thank or shout out or give big ups to?
I'd like to thank my friends who helped me throughout my journey. Like I went to a music school, it's called Richards Academy. So one of my mentors, Ruben Richard, I learned music from him. So I want to thank him for helping me out. And my friends, like my partner who I worked with, based in, so he's in Germany. So shout out to him for, helping me in my journey. And my social ID is just Dal Gaul, but it's just my name, DarrylL. GaulPerd. That's it.
Okay, that's very simple.
It's just a name.
Right. Well, I look forward to your future mixes and seeing what else you have in store. And I can't wait to see your video that you have coming out. I'll be sure to post that as well whenever it comes out. It was great having you on the show. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
This has been another episode of Words with Sunny. Make sure you guys tune in for the next episode and have a beautiful day.